This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What's the right diet for me? Well, I did the paleo diet, or I did the caveman diet, or I'm a vegetarian. So we're not going to go into all of those. What we are going to go into is what we have distilled down from that vast warehouse of information that is online, and kind of help you to understand what we have come up with and how we use diet. Okay, diet is a huge, huge part of people getting better. And it is complex. There is not one diet for fibromyalgia. There's not one diet for chronic fatigue, and on and on. Irritable bowel syndrome. There is not one diet, frankly, for anyone. We have a different patient population today than we had 40 years ago. And I'm right around my 40th year in practice here. And people used to respond better to what we did. I wrote a book called Power Health Back to Basics. And in there, I talk about diet. And now when people say, I want to get your book, I say, well, you can get my book because the basics are still there. But I would write an addendum that would say, if you did all of the things that are in my book and you didn't get better, here's why. And here's why would be autoimmunity. And here's why might be that we're the most chronically stressed out group of human beings on the face of the earth, maybe in the history of the world.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Don't know. And I'm not saying that cavalierly. We observe this every day. So diet is very important, yet it's difficult to assess. I have tried, and some of my more revered colleagues are using certain types of food sensitivity testing to fine-tune their diets. I have found that for my patient population is a disaster. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. The last five times I got lazy and tried to use this very expensive food sensitivity testing approach. And I won't say the company because the company is a very good company. I don't want to disparage them. But no food sensitivity testing is proper. No food sensitivity testing is 100% accurate. Some of them are mind-numbingly not accurate. Person gets the test. It tells you you're sensitive to all these foods. You go eat all the ones it says you're not sensitive to, and the next thing you're getting sick, which has happened to me about five times. Blew up the whole program. And food sensitivities are as big a part of what is the diet for me, what diet should I eat for fibromyalgia, what diet should I eat for irritable bowel syndrome, as anything. But they're not the only thing. So let me walk you through what we've come up with. Okay, now understand we've had over 40,000 patients come through this clinic over the period of time I've been around. And although we haven't treated all of them, we've treated most of them, or a lot of them, probably well over half of them. But we've interviewed all of them, and we've evaluated all of them. So we have a pretty good idea, kind of an ongoing clinical trial of like what works and what doesn't work. Everybody who comes into us, well, not everybody today. Today, my patient population knows about diet more than ever before. I'm usually shocked when I have a patient like the other day.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.